In her edible landscapes, motorized sculptures, and videos, Anne Dookie Jordan focuses on climate change and its acute impact on land and sea. Among the global effects of environmental destruction are the depletion of the ozone layer, the devastation of the rainforests, the extinction of species, and the pollution of the oceans. Jordan, who completed a training as a rescue and apnea diver, picks up on these issues in her work to create a multimedia universe full of strangeness, mutation, and adaptation. For the exhibition at the Kunsthaus Hamburg, the artist has developed a spatially expansive installation into which she is integrating already existing works. Based on an increased gender fluidity and inspired by Haraway's propositions on relational systems, she creates a futuristic post-human scenario. One of the featured works is the video Staying with the Trouble, compiled from found footage material and her own shots from Costa Rica, which, as an integral part of her set design at the Kunsthaus, is projected onto the surface of a pond. The work represents a playful and humorous approach to exploring new forms of coexistence among the most different species. Somewhat like a kaleidoscope, she shows us a colorful sequence of transformations between amphibians, bacteria, cannibalism, compost, landscapes, mushrooms, and mating insects. By visualizing biological processes through various forms of adaption, Jordan calls our attention to the fact that the human being does not rank first in the order of creation, but simply is one creature among many within a great diversity of species. In the series Artificial Stupidity, the artist transforms organic and dead material into romantic machines and thus confronts robot consciousness with the organic cyclic process of life's disintegration. The artist's intention behind the series is to make way for failure as an option in the domain of robotics and to also create a space for non-intelligent technologies. Water Crab, for example, conceived as a dysfunctional cleansing robot, makes every effort to collect waste. In the exhibition, the small machine is in constant operation on the projection surface of the pond. Through the crab's movements on the water, the video sequences are equally agitated. If one sees this motorized sculpture as an allegory for the impossibility of solving all the problems arising from our detrimental actions through ever more intelligent machines, for instance, the pollution of the oceans, then the installation surely can be understood in Haraway's sense as a call to stay with the trouble. The interactive play between knowledge, theory, and science fiction is continued in this space by the family of capricious, genderless critters, which are also important components of artificial stupidity. The amorphous, mobile sculptures move about looking for companions. Their strangely unique texture does not hint at their origin or nature. Reminiscent of deep-sea creatures, they seem to be there to remind us of how little we actually know about the marine world. The dancing critter teapot is a large teapot made of aluminum that symbolizes climate change. The acoustic atmosphere coming from this robot refers to wind and storms, to thunder and smoke. Beginning with a soft breeze, it escalates to attain the loud clapping of a raging tempest. The installation is complemented by Jordan's drawings, which pick up on scenes from Ovid's Metamorphoses, or, then again, will address topics like the coronavirus or the species extinction, and vividly demonstrate that, based on our actions, we, as humans, are making ourselves obsolete.